Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Hey! That's Steve Winwood singing when he was 17 years old, by the way, if you didn't know that. That's right. That's a long time ago. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll follow you home with that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far instantaneously. And all the other things there. You can read, listen, ask questions right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. William Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, Professor of Economics, Temple University, and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Bill, we're talking about your Small Business Optimism Index that's kind of pessimistic these days. What's happening with the labor situation, with the hiring?
Well, you know, not good news. We still have reports of more jobs being eliminated than added, so the net increase in employment per firm in July was a negative number. Not as bad as June, went from, you know, like minus a quarter of a worker per firm loss to about minus 0.15, but either way, the point is, we're not creating jobs, and we are the ones who create jobs.
Yep.
It's small business responding to a growing economy and population that creates the new jobs, and so it's just not happening out there.
There's a compounding effect going on right now, isn't there? The combination of the increased incrementalization and democratization of technology, meaning the capability is getting more incrementalized and available in more affordable price points for small business to leverage technology instead of people. That combined with the slow economy, combined with businesses figuring out, you know, other ways of doing things more efficiently with less people, it's a triple witching kind of thing against employment, isn't it?
Yeah, that does it. Obviously, the biggest problem is what they tell us, which is 23% say weak sales is their top business problem, and of course, it's probably in second place and third place for just about everybody else. And if you don't have customers, you just don't have a reason to
yep.
hire a new worker. That's
yep.
It's really that simple. And, of course, one of the places we don't have enough new customers is in the housing sector, which is dominated by small businesses.
Yep.
And housing starts are up to around 600,000, but it should be 1.5 million. So
right.
There's still about 1 million housing starts that normally we have people working on with all kinds of skill levels, from very low skill to high skill. Just not there, and that will come back. The demographics demand it will come back, but it'll take time. So in the meantime, you know, there's just not a lot going on in that sector, and that's part of the difficulty.
Well, and I mean, it is safe to say, isn't it, that until housing turns around, and we really absorb the toxins that are in that industry, until we absorb those and start baking new bread, so to speak, in that industry. Until that happens, the economy is going to be in the doldrums, isn't it?
That's right. It's a big piece of the growth picture. It doesn't mean we can't grow, and certainly grow better than we have been for the last few quarters. But, you know, I mean, it takes a big piece out of the growth engine and the employment engine. So
there's no other industry really that has this. As many tentacles. I mean, in terms of it touches the legal industry, it touches insurance, it touches the financial, it touches the construction, the labor industry, the blue collar labor industry. It touches, you know, commissions and
right.
and on all kinds of different side industries. You know, furniture. Carpet, all those things. There's no other industry that when a sale is made, ripples through the economy like that does.
Yeah, it has
like
that reach. And, you know, even before you get to the furniture part, which is very important, all the stuff you put in the house, I mean, we have a whole sector of the economy called finance, insurance,
yeah.
and real estate. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the big industrial classifications. They're like There are 10 major ones: professional service, non-professional, finance, insurance, and real estate, retail, wholesale, agriculture, manufacturing, and construction. Those are the big groups. So finance, insurance, and real estate just is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So no employment there. And, of course, non-professional services have been weak. Consumers really haven't been back there spending, and that's, you know, that's a big part of where we hire a lot of kind of our regular workers out there.
And a lot of those jobs, a lot of those, that work that you just described, is conducted on Main Street.
Yes, it is.
By Main Street businesses, not even all that much on by franchises. I mean,
right.
But these are real local jobs, local, you know, local checks, local deposits, ripples through the economy, local tax collections. I mean, it's just an incredible compounding effect that the labor market, that the housing industry creates. What about sales? You mentioned sales. It's still a net negative, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's certainly a lot better than it was a year ago. So I mean, we do, you know, slowly but surely the consumer's, you know, kind of picking up a little bit. But we still have far more owners tell us that their sales quarter on quarter are declining rather than rising. And until that picture changes, why, you're not going to buy a new truck and you're not going to hire a new worker. That's mm-hmm. that's the issue.
Yeah, exactly. Profits and wages also a net negative.
Bummers there. Well, wages, we have more firms raising worker comp than cutting it now. That's a good sign,
yeah.
And it's not strong like we would normally expect it to be, but it's there. But of course, profits. Again, we have, you know, like 20 percentage points more telling us profits are weakening rather than strengthening,
yeah.
And that's in part due to the really weak sales and
yeah.
some of the other costs.
And also some inflation in the wrong places. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.